Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to pick up in the fifth parak of Maseches Yevamah. So we're learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the machlokas that we had in Mishnah Aleph is a case where one of the four things that you can do with a Zika, a Get, a Mayimer, a Chalitza, a Bia, was done twice. That implies that everyone agrees that if you did different things than the second thing you did, meaning if you did different things with different women, then the second thing you did does have some impact. So the next two Mishnayos are going to talk about the halachos of those cases. That's what we're going to learn about today. So we're going to talk about a case where Yavam did two different acts with the same almana. So Ketzad, how does it play out in all the possible scenarios? So the Mishnah says as follows: Asa ma'amar biyavimto. If you did maimer with your Yavama, so you made a marriage midrabanan with your Yavama, v'nasan laget, and then you gave her a get that ended the marriage. Tzrichem ben chalitza. You still need to do chalitza because you didn't do anything d'oraisa yet. Secondly, Asa maimer v'chalitza. If you did maimer with your Yavama, then you did chalitza, so tzrichem ben get. The chalitza took care of the zika, but you also did maimer, which was a type of kiddushin. So you need a get midrabanan to take care of the kiddushin midrabanan. Also, maimer ba'al, if you did maimer and then you did a full-fledged yibum, harezuk mitzvasos, and yibum, so it's done, so you're fully married to her. Now, Mishnah Gimel talks, is just continuing to give more cases that that we spoke about. Nasan get vasa maimer, if you gave a get to the yavama, and then you did maimer with her, tzricha get v'chalitza, you need to give her a get to undo the maimer that you did, and you need to do chalitza, because you never took care of anything on a daraisa level. Nasan get ba'al, if you gave her a get, and then you were bowing her, so tzricha get v'chalitza. You cannot stay married to her because even though once he gave her the get, he was asked to marry her. Mida uraisa, he did a real yibum, so they're really married. So he has to give her a get to undo the yibum that he did. But on the other hand, since he wasn't allowed to do that yibum, midir abanan, he was asked to do that yibum. So we treat it like a problematic yibum, which doesn't really take care of the zika, and therefore he needs to do a chalitza. Nasan get. If he gave a get and then he did a chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum. So once he did a chalitza, don't worry about it. There's nothing else that has to be done. That takes care of the zika entirely. Now the Mishnah goes to the cases where the first act was chalitza and then you did all the other things. Chalatz, if the first thing you did was chalitza, vasa maimer, and then you did a maimer, nasan get, or you gave a get, uva'al, or you did a bia, or ba'al, you first did a bia, vasa maimer, and then you did a maimer, or nasan get, or you gave a get, bechalatz, or you did the chalitza, in our chalitza klum. Nothing after the chalitza matters, meaning none of the three acts that followed the chalitza had any impact, because the chalitza totally removes any zika that existed, and none of the three acts that follow a bia had any impact, because bia makes her completely your wife, and therefore the zika is entirely erased. Now, obviously, it's not meaning if you did a yibum and then you gave her a get, so she's divorced, but that's just a regular divorce. It's just regular divorce in your wife. So basically, after doing something midrabanan, like a maimer or a get, doing something else, whether daraisa or drabanan, has some sort of impact. But after you did something daraisa, like bia, or meaning like yibam or chalitza, then whatever you do afterwards is meaningless. So the Mishnah gave the halachos when the two different things were done by one yavam with one almana. Mishnah now talks about the halacha where two acts are done by one yavam with two separate widows. So achas yavama, achas yavama, achas le yavam echad. Meaning everything we learned in the last Mishnah apply both to one yavama and that are involved with one yavam. Vachas shtei yavamas le yavam echad, and they also apply to two yavamas with one yavam. The yavam did the first act. If it was an act midrabanan, whatever you did next matters. If it was an act midaraisa, whatever you did next, even on another woman, another one of the tsaros, does not matter. So let's review what we learned today, a little bit complicated. So Mishnah Beis, we said that if you do maimer on your yavama and then you give her a get, so now you need to do chalitza because you haven't done anything midaraisa yet. If you did maimer and then you did a chalitza, you still need a get to undo your maimer. If you did maimer and then you did a bia, so then it's then everything's fine, because then you just did yibum. Then Mishnah Gimel taught us that if you gave your yavama a get and then you did maimer, you're going to need a get and a chalitza. If you gave her a get and you had bia with her, so then you're going didn't need a get and a chalitza. If you gave her a get and you had chalitza afterwards, so anything after the chalitza is worthless. If you did chalitza and then you did maimer or gave a get or did bia with her, or you did bia and then you did maimer or gave a get and or did a chalitza with her, so whatever you did after the kinyan midaraisa, after the act midaraisa, is entirely irrelevant. And we said that's true whether it was all with the same yavama or whether it was with two yavamas. Whenever your first act was a daraisa act, anything that follows is meaningless. Whenever your first act is a derabanan act, anything that follows is meaningful. So Be'ez Hashem, in Mishnah Dalet, we're going to explain that Be'ez Hashem next time.